Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. Welcome to another, what I believe to be a session of sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, you know, really, truly, be part of the solution so that you're not part of the problem. And the way you become part of the solution, frankly and honestly, is to get involved in gathering information. That's really what it boils down to, just gather information. Make sure that what you're going to go out there and push or help push will make life better. I mean, really that easy. Okay, anyway. I don't even know where to start. The, you know, another one of these situations that just drives me into my mind. How anything the left wants to do on a school site is embraced and welcomed, and it's okay. Right? Doesn't matter what it is. Subjecting your kids. I mean, think of all the things that they're starting, that the left, the far left especially, stands for. Right? Open borders. Just a simple hypocrisy of this. Open borders. Bring in those that we don't know if they've had any vaccination. We don't know what diseases they bring over with them. We don't know what shots they've had or haven't had. Right? I mean, think of all the things that come over with them. Do they bring them on purpose? I don't know. But if I go by your understanding of Christopher Columbus, where he wiped out millions, according to them, he wiped out millions of Native Americans because he brought diseases that they hadn't grown an immunity to. Same thing with us, right? You got people coming up over the border. We don't know what they're bringing with us to them. This is the Dems now. Think about it. They're 100% behind letting them loose in the country. We don't know where they end up. We don't know where they are. We drop them off in major cities, hoping that the cities will take over. Hoping. We don't know what diseases they have or don't have. We don't know whether they're criminals or not in most cases. They're given a piece of paper that says come back to court that they probably can't even read. And I'm not being mean. It's the truth. They probably can't read English. 92% of them don't show up. That's an FBI fact, not a Joe Messina fact. And yet, with all of that, they're going to call you a hater because you want to send your kids to school. You want your kids to go back to school without a mask because they've been vaccinated or you've been vaccinated or everybody in the school's been vaccinated. And yet, that's like the worst thing you could think about doing. They can't put the two together. They're two totally different things. One's a humanitarian call for them, and the other one's a hater towards Republicans and conservatives call. There's no other way around it. No other way to call it, don't you think? In all seriousness. No, really, stupid little things, yes, I sit around and think about all day. Now, again, when you're working your way through some of these issues, nobody's called out Tlaib for her call to depolice the country. Because policing, in and of itself, is inherently racist. Right? policing in and of itself is, I guess, aimed at any non-whites. How's that? Right? High school soccer coach. He's now facing the wrath of atheists. Wrath of atheists. Because, you know, frankly and honestly, God forbid, he wanted to pray before a game. This is just nuts. And it's not... It's not that he called everybody in, you have to pray. It's kind of like for those guys that want to pray, come on over. If you don't want to pray, you don't have to. Not a problem. These people really, really, if this stuff sends them into a tizzy that much, those are the people that should own guns. Those are the ones that shouldn't be anywhere near any kind of weapon. Very scary. Oh, God. They have attacked this high school. I'm sorry. I'm looking at this stuff today. It can't be real. And like Dr. B said the last hour, how did we get here? How did this happen to us? And yeah, how did we get here? How did we allow this? That's, you know, my mantra. Couldn't happen unless we allowed it to happen, right? Now, you know this gang of atheists that run around the country? Freedom from religion freaks? You know what I'm talking about. They run around this country, and they've got to save you from yourself. They have to save you from this non-existent God. They have to save you from reading his nasty words of love and understanding and not going after your neighbor's wife and not stealing and not killing. They've got to save you from all of that. Right? They pushed the Virginia School District to investigate the allegations of a soccer coach. Ready for this? Prayed with his team. We can't have that now, can we? Now, the team wasn't forced to pray, I'm sure. They say that a concerned, it's always with them, always a concerned citizen that called them. But a quote-unquote concerned citizen observed coaches from Graham High School bowing their heads on the soccer field. How do you know they weren't tying their shoes or something? You know, looking to see if their shoes were untied. The FFRF is a Wisconsin-based gang of atheists. That's the know the name for them. We'll hit more of this on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. This is the Real Time of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-ZERO, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. The only way to become part of the solution is to actually do something. Read, understand, get involved, get engaged. Really, seriously. Anyway, always a pleasure. We were talking about the Freedom for Religion Foundation, or as I lovingly refer to them, as the Freedom for Religion Freaks, because they have got to run around this country. I mean, some of them in these little towns where, you know, 99% of the people there are Christian anyhow, are God-fearing people. They believe in God. They want God in their lives. And these guys feel the need to save you from God. Save you from this crazy stuff that's going on in your life. It's just amazing to me. You know, and again, they don't like the way a cross looks in town or too close to city property. Maybe it's on city property. Been there for 100 years. They want it gone. They're involved in your life, and you didn't ask them to. I didn't ask them to. I want them out of my life. There are other people who want them in there. Let them have them. You know what I mean? Anyway, the Freedom From Religion freaks, again, they're based out of Wisconsin. And they just, they're like a gang of atheist thugs. Right? They call themselves atheist, agnostics, and free thinkers. But I can't think freely. If I want to think that there is a God, if I want to pray to something that doesn't exist, why they feel the need to save me from that, I don't know. How empty it must be to be them, who's only got one goal in life, to save me from God. The thing that they fight the most, though, if you go look at it, what they do, and you read the stories over the years, the biggest thing they're triggered by in ATV scenes and, well, lately, Christian coaches. Baseball, football. I mean, just out there making sure you don't bow your head even for God. God forbid you bow your head to sneeze. Can't say God bless you to anybody. Right? It is illegal for public school athlete coaches to lead teams in prayer. That's according to the FFRF attorney. He wrote a letter to the school district. Public school coaches must refrain not only from leading prayer themselves, but also from participating in student prayer. Third Circuit Court of Appeals held that high school football coaches who organize, who organize, lead or participate in prayers are violating the establishment. Not true. Listen, here's the one I love the most. You longtime listeners have already heard this. The Third Circuit Court of Appeals held that a high school football coach who would organize, lead, or participate in prayers violating the establishment clause. Let me tell you a story about one of our founding fathers. Please keep us about organize the keywords here. Lead or participate. One of our founding fathers was known for organizing Sunday worship service. Where? In a federal building. Yeah. In a building owned by the feds. Had it every Sunday. Sometimes up to 2,000 people went to this unlawful gathering, according to this. You want to talk about leading? He led a hymn. He led the music, you know, hymns. And who? Trying to think really hard. That would be hymns, I think, are religious songs, are they not? These songs are praise and worship. So he organized and he led. So two strikes, right? And according to the Third Circuit Court, or if they participate in prayer. Well, this founding father participated in prayer. Not only did he lead the prayer, he participated in it. And when somebody else was teaching and praying, he participated in that. And his name was Thomas Jefferson. The guy that supposedly called out, laid out, made sure that there'd be a separation of church and state as interpreted by the Supreme Court, which was wrong. Dead wrong. You cannot use him as an example of what separation of church and state is, or say that he wanted it, when at the very time he was writing that letter, he was running, facilitating, having church services in a federal building, with the Marine, or the, I'm sorry, with the military band playing the hymns. So that's got to be very confusing. Right? They just blow it off. I find it amusing. The court stated that the coach taking a knee and bowing his head during each student-led prayer would lead a reasonable observer to conclude that he was endorsing religion. So see, now we can't even kind of sort of show it. Our founding fathers wrote it in their letters. They wrote it not just to each other. They wrote it in letters to the states when it called for proclamations for prayer and fasting. Where were these judges getting their information? Well, we know where, but that's beside the point. According to the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, coaches are employees of the school. They may not lead prayer at either practice or games. The dangers of an appearance of a school endorsement and fear of coercion our president with the coaches as well. Wow, you know, that coercion word, that's really interesting. Aren't the teachers doing it in the classroom to the kids when it comes to CRT and other things? That's okay. However, there's a bit of gray area when it comes to coaches actually being present during the prayers. Students may have their own time of prayer as long as they initiate it and lead it. And take place immediately and or before a game or practices for that matter. The coach may be present at the place and time and maintain order and discipline. Got to have an adult at these functions. Matter of fact, some states it's state law. The out-of-town atheists are demanding out-of-town. They're not going around. This isn't their school. This isn't where they belong. They're out of place. Go away. Go back to where you came from. Right? Perhaps the district could also investigate the possibility of erecting a fence around the field. Just keep away the atheist peeping toms. What do you think? This isn't going to stop anytime soon, people. I told you that when Trump got in. Many of you were like, oh, thank God, about time. About time for what? What's going to stop it? You've got to run these guys dry with money, and they've got it coming in because there's so many Democrat atheists that are giving these guys money. You don't stand a chance. Speaking of dazed and confused, we'll hit it on the other side of the break. This is too good to let go. Joe Messina, your host, listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Iranian-backed militias have launched rocket attacks at U.S. troops in northeastern Syria in retaliation to being hit with airstrikes on Sunday night. The exchange coming as the Biden administration is pushing to return to a nuclear deal with Iran. Speaking with reporters while hosting Israeli President Reuven Rivlin at the White House on Monday, President Biden told Rivlin that Iran wouldn't get a nuclear weapon under his watch.
It's something that I often say, if there weren't nuclear, we'd have to invent one. And this includes, we're committed to unwavering commitment to your self-defense. And today we're going to be discussing the broad range. weapon on my watch, as they say.
This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
Feel the rhythm now. You should be singing together, you and me. All night, holding hands and moving on. You should be singing together, you and me. Come on, baby.
We are back. This is a Real Sound of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I want you part of the solution. I know, I keep saying it. You guys are sick of hearing it, but you know what? Can't get sick of hearing it because you hear what's going on. People aren't catching it. They're not paying attention. They're not engaging the way they should. So I need you to engage. Everybody needs to engage. What do they call that? All hands on deck. You all have to be ready to be part of the fight. Should have been ready to be part of the fight for quite some time now. So here's a laugh. You realize what a bullet we dodged when it came to having Mitt Romney as a president? Right? I mean, seriously. And Romney now is running around telling Republicans especially, that Biden is an honorable man that Republicans can trust. I mean, you've got to be kidding me. He's for real. Remember, he was the guy that could have taken on Obama and won. He didn't challenge Obama anywhere. Right? I mean, seriously, somebody just wrote in the chat room that many of the Catholic illegals are not happy with Bumbler because he lied to all of them. He didn't just lie to them, though. I got news for you. Right? You got the black community outraged at him, too, because they lied to them as well. They just lie. There's no way around it. The truth is the truth. You can't change it. Romney says, I do trust the president. He made very clear in a much larger statement that came out over the weekend, carefully crafted and thought through piece by piece, that if the infrastructure bill reaches his desk and it comes alone, he will sign it. Not what he said. That's a side point. At the same time, I recognize that he and his Democrat colleagues, they want more than that. They want other legislation as well. We Republicans are saying absolutely no. At the same time, trillions of dollars of new spending, sometimes that we do not want to support. No, you're okay with this particular spending. Must have something in it you like. Fixing the infrastructure in our country and fixing our airports and roads and bridges and transit systems and rail is something we all support. Yeah, but here's the thing. They don't tell you the whole truth, right? In this bill, it's not all infrastructure. Look, here's the thing. You heard AOC say it today. This is how they think. So if we fix the bridge, which is a good thing. We want to fix the bridge. We don't want people falling off the bridge. If we fix the bridge and somebody gets a job, now they're going to drive over that bridge. And they're going to go to their work. And they're going to be gone for... What about daycare? They need to have daycare. They can't go to work without daycare. So now we have to provide daycare infrastructure. No. No, no, no. We've done well. We've survived. We've made it through. But now, again, it's what we were talking about earlier in the show. When you make people dependent on government, that's how you keep winning, because they can't get rid of you. If they get rid of you, they get rid of their health care, they get rid of their child care, they get rid of their welfare check, they get rid of, and they can't. They don't want to do it. Host Jake Tapper asked the Utah senator, how many Republicans in the Senate are committed to voting for the bipartisan infrastructure bill? Well, what makes you think it's bipartisan? See, bipartisan is when the majority of both sides are on it. This is not the truth. Well, Romney kind of hesitates and said, I believe we have enough to get it passed. That's not an overwhelming, resounding, yep, we're on it. I don't know exactly where everybody is after the weekend. I certainly can understand why not, he says, why not only myself, but a lot of my colleagues were very concerned about the president and what he said on Friday. But I think the waters down have calmed down. God bless. I think what he should have said was, I think Joe has come up with a sufficient lie to calm everybody down. He went on to say, I called the White House, and the White House called around to each of us, I think, who had been negotiating, saying, hey, look, we're going to make it clear exactly what the president means. And Romney says, so I take him at his word. Well, heck, there's so many others that haven't. There's so many others that have got screwed by him, I don't know why you would take him at his word. Although, frankly, none of us take him at his word. Romney went on to say later on that he compared the Trump rally, when asked, to pro wrestling. You know, a pro wrestling event? All the noise, all the bluster, all of that. He's just jealous. President Trump get 40-some-odd thousand people to show up? Romney couldn't get 45 people to show up. I remember when he came to my part of town and they were doing things for him out here, how hard it was to get people together. Tapper said that, former President Trump held a rally last night in Ohio, targeted at a congressman, a Republican congressman, who voted to impeach him. And he, of course, kept pushing the last, again, the big lie that 2020 election was rigged. Right, the big lie. This is the only way they can make themselves feel better about it. Right? This all comes as Arizona Republicans are completing their ridiculous partisan audit. How is it a partisan audit? And many other states are considering doing the same thing. Gee, I wonder why. He went on to say even Attorney General Bill Barr called it an interview with the Atlantic magazine and, you know, it's a BS. And that's a quote from the Attorney General. No, actually, if you read the article, like I did, you actually read what he said. He said at the time he made the comment, the initial comment, there was no evidence to prove that there was any kind of widespread, no physical evidence to prove that there was widespread fraud that would change the election. Okay? Although, they didn't investigate anything, so let's start off there. Number two is the reality is you won't know how much there was and whether it would change. However, if Joey B beat the president by 11,000 or 12,000 votes, and you find that 40, 50, or 60,000 votes were cast illegally, yeah, that could overturn the election. See, they take it down to the letter and go, well, we don't know if any one of those were checked off for the president, which ones were real, which ones weren't. So that's why they keep calling it a lie. Romney responded and said, well, I do think it's important for each person to speak the truth and to make clear the big lie. It's a big lie, and it's exactly that. I can tell you that it's surely being used around the world to minimize support for democracy. I mean, there's a battle going on in the world right now between the autocratic nations like China and Russia and nations that believe in democracy. You can't believe in democracy, you moron, if you can't believe in a real election. a secure election. And the minimalist stuff that they want to put in place to secure the election. It's crazy. I also think, frankly, you know, look at, they found, what was it, 150-some-odd ballots that came from a house that was a single-family home that had burnt down like 10 months ago here in L.A. I mean, this, you have apartments, stories about apartment buildings with seven units, but got 300 votes came from it. How does that work? You have 60,000 votes in L.A. County alone that were cast by dead or moved people. And they didn't move the day of the election. And they didn't move 30 days out from the election. They moved quite some time ago. That's fraud. I'd even beg to say that even if it doesn't necessarily overturn the election, it still needs to be called out. People still need to go to jail for it. But I also think, frankly, Jake, that here in the U.S., there's a growing recognition that this is a bit like the WWF. It's entertaining, but it's not real. I know people want to say yes, they believe in the big lie. But I think if people recognize this, it's a lot of show. You know, a lot of bombast. Look, the president was saying, or he was crying foul on election night, actually before the election night. And the question is, what's his sources? What's his information? Well, let me put it this way, Rodney. The same place he got the information that his tower was being tapped. His office was being tapped. Remember that? And y'all made fun of him. And who was right? From senior host, this is the real side. From a guy that didn't call out Obama about Russia and China when he could have. Be back in a minute.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times, higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. We're talking about Mitt Romney, his inability to be a man, to grow a spine, to stick up, to say something, to do something for the American people. Well, he ran for office. I guess he thinks he did that for the American people. Don't do us any favors. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. Romney was being interviewed on CNN, where else? And it's really interesting, their take, and he's really a Democrat, let's just be honest about it. You know, their take on what reality is totally different than ours, totally different reality actually in and of itself. So, he said, look, the president was saying, oh, he's crying following election night, and actually before the election night. And the question is, what were his sources of information? I started to say, think about it. He's pretty much been right about every quote-unquote conspiracy he's called out there. From being tapped, to being followed, to being whatever. Even the reporters were being tapped. Right? Romney said, I want to know what their sources of information are. Well, why? I mean, seriously, you don't ask the same questions to the Dems, do you? You haven't. He said, look, it's pretty clear the election was fair. Really? In what way was it fair? In what way was it? Was it fair that they shut down the voter counting in several states without any real protection watching over those ballots all night? Was it fair that they put up papers and big pieces of cardboard in the windows so people couldn't see what they were doing with the ballots? Was that fair? Was it fair in several cases that trucks came in at 3 o'clock in the morning and dumped hundreds of thousands, well, not hundreds of thousands, collectively hundreds of thousands of ballots? That was fair? I was open and up front. How fast, you know, these guys, Oh, God. Speaker Pelosi announced that she's going to form a select committee to investigate the... No, she's not. She is going to put together a good, old-fashioned, I say good, you know what I mean, lynching committee. Because they already know what they want to do. You've been very clear about the fact that Joe Biden won the election. The big lie is a big lie. The insurrection was a disgrace. They call that an insurrection. Not a word. Not a word from either one of them about Seattle, Portland, Chicago. Nothing. Right? He went on to really, you know, verbally beat on a few people. Including, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene. So anybody who upsets his normal apple cart, anybody who upsets his status quo, who he is, knowing who he is, you know, he's all excited about himself. I think he's going to have a problem in Utah next time around. I hope so. Please, people from Utah, don't send him back out. They went on to ask him if he was concerned about the Republicans that Kevin McCarthy might appoint to the Select Committee. Wow, really? Not concerned about Pelosi, though. Because I'm sure she won't put AOC or anybody like that on there. He said, I hope he appoints people that are seen as being credible, willing to look at evidence on a clear-eyed basis. See, Romney's another one of those guys. He's been hurt. He lost the first election. The people didn't forgive him easily because there were many times he could have rose to the occasion he didn't. So if he didn't rise to the occasion with Obama, what makes us think he was going to do the same thing with, I don't know, China or any one of those other countries? You know, so he said, I think the American people are interested in getting to the bottom of some of the outstanding issues. He said, look, I voted in favor of a bipartisan commission. I think that would have been more credible than just having a commission established under a Speaker of the House. Obviously, we'll leave a lot of credibility. And she's just as nuts as Joey B. I'm saying that, not him. And yet there will be an effort to look back on what happened on January 6th. I think there's questions that are appropriate to be evaluated. If this was an insurrection, right? If this carried the true and proper crimes as they should be carried, then where were the arrests? They've got, what, they got 400 to 600 people under surveillance, or they think they're going to arrest? If that's the case, where are these people? Why haven't they been arrested? Why haven't they been charged? Some of them are still sitting in jail with no, I think it was no bail. So, what happened? Just saying. 855 Real Show. 85573. Look at it. I get it. To a bit, I am trying to be a little funny, right? But really and honestly, it shouldn't be that way. I mean, really, we need to get a handle on this stuff. And we can't let them get away with it. They can't get away with it. It's not right. All right. Let's get off of this one. This is crazy. They're trying to make Trump look like the worst president in American history because, you know, the news and the history teachers, yeah, printed press, they're going to go after him with a vengeance. The funniest one, though, is Biden. I just did a short little while ago. You can go back and get it. Saying that Romney's saying that Joe Biden is a trusted president. He can be trusted. My God. This is what leads me to believe that they question their sanity. Avoid saying manpower or man-made. That's now according to the Federal Reserve. Is it person-made? People-made. The following you know, when you talk about this, when you want to hear what the man has to say, because you can't just believe everything is read to you. The fact that this guy is telling us from the Federal Reserve that they're not going to allow any kind of men, anything. They're the latest government agency to really kind of step out on, you know, the wokeness. Now, a staffer leaked the guidelines exclusively to a local news source, urging people to steer clear of biased terms like founding fathers, manpower, man-made. Well, they were fathers, right? I don't know what they got to do with all this. Federal Reserve said that bias-free language is about diversity. Staffers were told to stop using the words that might stereotype or demean people based on gender, race, ethnicity, or sexual orientation. If you're offended, most of the time it's because of you. You've decided to be offended. If you take it for the true meaning, what the person meant or what's going on or what have you, you'll find that the most of the time you won't be offended. You'll understand why. But you got to use your own brain to think a little bit. Instead of the Federal Reserve saying, says that staffers should use bias-free alternatives, something similar to they and theirs. It would be fair to say the Federal Reserve has blacklisted singular pronouns, but it would be hard because the word blacklist has also been blacklisted. It's going to come back. This stuff is going to come back to bite them at some point in time. They're not going to know what to do with themselves. What are they going to go, oh, we were just joking. We were just kidding. Put it back the way it was. Yeah. Big laugh. And there's more. There's so much more to this. I mean, so many more other words that they've blacklisted. Right? I mean, they just won't let it go. 855, Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Women were enraged in Beverly Hills. No, it wasn't because there wasn't enough latte in their coffee. They were in a lounge, very luxurious lounge, exclusive club in Los Angeles. Apparently a man who claimed to be a woman walked in with all his glory hanging out, walking around, showing himself around. One customer recorded a conversation with the workers at the spa. She wanted to know why they were allowed a man to expose himself to little girls and grown women. They were both in the spa. Again, people kept asking the questions to no answer. One woman finally spoke a little more loudly than the others. So it's okay for a man to go into a woman's section, show his penis around to other women and young girls. This spa condones that? Anybody? There's other women who are highly offended by what they saw, and you did nothing about it. Absolutely nothing. In fact, you sided with him. The spa is in agreement with men who say that they are women. Look, if you have to, I don't think we do, but let's say you had to give them this at some point in time. You should at least have the operation. You should not be given the ability to call yourself a woman, unless that in the buff, you look like a woman. That's all I'm going to say. We'll leave it there. You figure it out on your own. Joe Bettini, your host. This is the Real Side of GCN Live. God bless. Thanks for being with me. Have a great rest of the day.